今日读经嘅经文嚟自约拿书第三章第一到第十节，我哋会用广东话，然后英文一齐读出。
Today's scripture reading is taken from Jonah, chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. We will first read this in unison, in Chinese, and then in English.
约拿书第三章第一节，我一齐读。耶和华的话二次临到约拿，说：你起来。往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民宣告我所吩咐你的话。约拿便照耶和华的话起来，往尼尼微去。耶尼尼微是极大的城，有三日的路程。约拿进城走了一日，宣告说：再等四十日，尼尼微必倾覆了。尼尼微人信服神，便宣告禁食。从最大到小的都穿麻衣。这信息传到尼尼微王的耳中，他就下了宝座，脱下朝服，披上麻布，坐在灰中。他又使人骗告尼尼微通城，说：王和大臣有令，人不可尝什么牲畜、牛羊，不可吃草，也不可喝水。人与牲畜都当披上麻布，人要切切求告神，各人回头离开所行的恶道，丢弃手中的强暴，或者神转意后悔，不发烈怒，使我们不至灭亡，也未可知。于是神察看他们的行为，见他们离开恶道，他就后悔，不把所施的灾祸降与他们。
Jonah chapter 3 verse 1. Let us read this all together. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it the message that I tell you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city,going a day's journey, and he called out, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And the people of Nineveh believed God. They called for a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. The word reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes.And he issued a proclamation and published through Nineveh, by the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything, let them not feed or drink water. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them call out mightily to God. Let everyone turn from his evil way, and from the violence that is in his hands. Who knows?God may turn and relent, and turn from his fierce anger, so that we may not perish. And God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way. God relented of the disaster that he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it.
我今日好高兴有司徒石文牧师来到我们教会里面传讲神的信息，他讲到的题目是新决策。
Today we are very...Happy and joyous to have Reverend Raymond Cito bring today's message.
Good morning, everyone.
大家早晨。
Let us turn to the Lord in prayer.
我一起低头祈祷。
Heavenly Father, thank you for this day.Thank you for the new year that is upon us.
主，我感谢你新的一年会来到我们的之中。
Thank you for the work that you're doing through the brothers and sisters in Covenant of Grace.
我感谢你透过恩约堂的弟兄姊妹的手去所作的工。
We pray, Father, that you would guide us and open our hearts and minds to you.
让我们都打开我们的心灵。
That you would be with us, strengthen us.
求你与我们同在。去纠正我们的路
and help us to know you better.
去帮助我们更加认识你
not just with our minds, but with our lives and the words we say as well.
不单在我们的思念，在我们的言语，在我们的动作，来带领我们。
May your name be glorified in Jesus.
让你的名能够得到荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
我奉主耶稣基督名求。
Yeah, good morning again.
再一次早晨。
Yeah, it's good to see all of you after all this time. It's always a joy to be here, to be with you guys.
很高兴再一次回到你的当中。
And as I mentioned to Elder Wilson here, it's an honor to be able to share a little bit from God's Word to each one of you. And also the Chinese Christian Church of Virginia sends their greetings as well. Yeah. So the dawn of the new year, or another new year, is upon each one of us today. And normally, people here in the U.S. and maybe in Europe too, I'm not positive about Europe, but people here in the U.S. have like new resolutions. They'll say, yeah, you know, I resolve this year to do something. They have a New Year's resolution.
很多時新的一年,他們有一些新的決定,想做一些事情。
Have any of you considered a New Year's resolution for the coming year yet?
有沒有人去想到明年想做到些什麼呢?
It could be a simple thing.
可以很簡單的事。
It could be a big thing.
不需要很大的事。
I like to pick the easy things.
很多時我選擇最容易的。
Yeah. But maybe as we look more into Jonah chapter 3, we might find some suggestions. We might find the Lord giving us suggestions.
我在約拿書第三章裏面可能會找到一些提議。
Yeah, what comes to mind when you hear Jonah?
我想起約拿的時候。
Anybody? That's a real question. I interact with people. What was that? Oh, the guy runs away, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a big one. That's a big bad one. Yeah. Some people, maybe children who know the story, would think of the whale or the fish, the large fish. Because this fish is so large, it could swallow him whole.
你想想这个鱼可以是将整个约拿吞了去的。
Yeah, a lot of people know the general contours of Jonah, the book of Jonah.
很多人都会对约拿书有一定的认知。
Like within the first two chapters, what happened was that God called Jonah, his prophet, Israelite, to go to Nineveh, very far away.
如果你記得在約拿書第一章、第二章，神呼召約拿去尼尼微城。
And if my geography is correct, Nineveh is somewhere in modern-day Iraq. So Iraq from Israel is pretty far away.
如果我沒有記錯的話，這個尼尼微在今天的伊拉克，伊拉克離這個以色列都有一段的距離。
And the message that God gave Jonah was that God was going to destroy the city of Nineveh. And instead of warning the people of Nineveh, like Elder David said, he ran away.
但是約拿沒有聽神所說，正如陳長老所說，約拿選擇走路。
And as he was on the boat or the ship, the storm came, and then God, and then the people threw him off the boat, and God arranged for that large giant fish to swallow him.
約拿跑上一隻船去走去，但神去揀了一條魚，將約拿吞了去。
And it was in the belly of this fish that Jonah repented.
但在这条鱼腹里面的时候，约拿他去向神认罪。
Yeah, he repented of disobeying God, and then God forgave him.
他为到他自己的不听神的说话去认罪，神亦都当时去宽恕了他。
And in following that forgiveness, God ordered that fish to basically barf up Jonah onto a beach.
咁而呢个神去命定呢条鱼将约拿去吐翻出嚟。
And our text today, Jonah chapter 3, takes place right after Jonah got vomited back up on that beach in the Mediterranean.
咁呢个今日所讲嘅约翰。约拿书第三章就是承接住将条鱼将约拿吐翻出嚟之后嘅故事。
So some of you might be wondering why, well at least I would wonder why would God want to warn these people, the Ninevites, that He's going to destroy them?
咁我谂第一个问题就话点解神要去警告尼尼微城嘅人喺佢去消灭佢哋之前呢？
The Ninevites had a reputation for being very mean and cruel.
这个尼尼微城的人是非常之残暴。
They were the enemies of the Israelites and God himself.
他是敌对神，也都敌对这个的以色列人。
So why would God want to warn these bad people that he's going to destroy them?
神为什么要去警告这些人呢？
And why would he send an Israelite, a Jew,to these people.
另一方面就话点解佢要去送一个以色列人去警告呢个尼尼微城嘅人呢？
Couldn't God use someone who's more friendly with Nineveh?
会唔会应该拣一个同呢个尼尼微城嘅人比较亲近友善嘅人去警告佢哋呢？
Couldn't God use someone who's closer to the city of Nineveh?
或者一个人去好就近喺呢个尼尼微城附近住嘅人去警告佢咧。
Now the answer to the first question is that God gives people second chances.
好简单就话神俾人有第二个机会。
God doesn't want to see people die.
佢唔想见到人灭亡。
If you look in Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 23.
如果你睇翻呢个意思，以西结书里边佢咁样讲
，God says, "Have I any pleasure in the death of the wicked?" declares the Lord God, and not rather that he should turn from his way and live.
喺以西结书十八章廿三节，佢话恶人死亡，岂是我喜悦的么？不是喜悦，他回头离开所行的道，存活么？
And then in our text today, in verse 1 of chapter 3, God says, Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time.
在第三章第一节，他说耶和华的话第二次临到约拿说。
God gave Jonah a second chance.
神给约拿第二个机会。
He didn't have to command the fish to throw him up onto the beach.
如果神冇将呢个约拿喺条鱼度吐翻出嚟嘅时候
，But God did. He gave Jonah a second chance.
但系佢俾约拿第二个机会。
And why use someone from Israel to warn the Ninevites?
咁另一个问题就话，点解佢要叫一个犹太人去去警告呢个尼尼微城嘅人呢
？Because God loves his enemies.
神爱呢个敌人。
Ninevites, as I said earlier, were enemies of Israel, and also because they're enemies of Israel, they're enemies of God too.
这个尼尼微城的人敌对神，也都敌对以色列人。
And you know those passages in the Gospels where Jesus says, you should love your enemy.
圣经里面说，你应该爱你的敌人。
You also see in Proverbs, the Old Testament, Proverbs 25, verse 21 says, if your enemy is hungry,Give him bread to eat, and if he's thirsty, give him water to drink.
在箴言25章21节，他说你的仇敌若饿了，又给他饭吃；若渴了，又给他水喝。
And Jesus himself says in Matthew chapter 5 to pray for your enemies.
耶稣也在马太福音说为到你的敌人去祈祷。
So I'm persuaded that God was calling Jonah to demonstrate God's love to these bad people.
咁我会睇到就话神用呢个约拿 去话俾呢啲尼尼微神听，神系爱佢哋。
To warn them that yeah, disaster is coming, and you're going to die if you keep on going this path that you're on right now.
又系去用呢个警告提醒佢哋，如果佢再系咁样做嘅时候，会遭到灭亡。
And at the end of the chapter, we see also a partial fulfillment of a promise that God made to Abraham back in Genesis chapter 12.
咁另一方面喺个经文嘅尾，我睇到咗神对亚伯拉罕喺呢个创世记十二章里边所讲嘅说话，佢嘅承诺。
Yeah, one of the promises that God gave to Abraham is that the nations will be blessed through Abraham.
他说到万国都是因为亚伯拉罕而蒙福。
He says, those who would bless you, Abraham, will also be blessed. And through Abraham, the nations will be blessed.
透过亚伯拉罕，万国会得福。
So through the prophetic ministry of Jonah, a son, a child of Abraham, the Ninevites would be blessed if they heed God's warning.
咁作為一個約拿，作為亞伯拉罕嘅後人，去提醒、去警告呢個尼尼微城嘅人。
And in the last verse of the chapter, verse 10, you see that the Ninevites were blessed.
咁我喺第十節睇到就話嗰啲人去後悔離開佢哋惡道。
They didn't get destroyed. God relented.
咁神冇將佢所嘅災禍降俾佢哋。
And in a way, you could look at this way too. Jonah foreshadowed Jesus Christ.
另一方面，你睇到就話約拿亦都係預表咗耶穌基督。
Because Jonah came to people who were his enemies.
因為約拿嚟到嗰啲敵人嘅當中。
They didn't know him, much like Jesus Christ. He came to his own, but they didn't recognize him or receive him.
正如好似耶穌基督嚟到呢個世上，世上嘅人認識佢。
And we see in Jonah 3 verse 5 where those who did receive Jonah and believed this message also received God's blessing.
你睇到就话喺呢个第三章第五节里边，嗰啲人听从约拿说话嘅时候，亦都蒙到神嘅福气。
And likewise with Jesus, those who did receive him and believe his message, they were blessed too.
咁正如嗰啲認識耶穌基督嘅人，去聽從佢説話嘅人，亦都係蒙福嘅罪人。
It says in John 1:12 that as many as received them and believed in His name, God gave the right to become children of God. They received the forgiveness of their sins.
咁喺約翰福音嘅第一章第十二節裏邊，佢話接待他的就是信他名的人，他就賜他們權柄作神的兒女。
Which we follow that thread of thought.Ultimately, we see God demonstrating His love for His enemies through Jesus Christ.
咁亦都睇一樣嘢，就話神透過耶穌基督將佢嘅福氣去降到。
Romans 5 verse 8 and 10 says, "But God shows His love for us in that while we are still sinners, Christ died for us. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more now that we are reconciled shall we be saved by His life."
在罗马书第五章第十节，他说因为我们作仇敌的时候，这藉着神儿子的死得与神和好，既已和好，就更要因他的生得救了。
And normally you don't hear this told too much or taught too much, but in John 3:16, many people know John 3:16, for God so loved the world, right?
很多人都記得約翰福音第三章十六節，他說神愛世人。
Yeah, the word world throughout the Gospel of John is normally used in a very negative way.
咁好多時候，世人呢兩個字喺好多嘅人睇嚟都係比較負面嘅。
Yeah, in the Gospel of John, the word world is normally used in reference as an enemy of God.
咁喺三章十六節裏邊，這個嘅世人好多時係講到神嘅敵人。
So for God so loved the world, God loves His enemies.
所以當佢話神愛世人嘅時候，神亦都愛佢嘅敵人。
So throughout this text that we're looking at today, this morning, Jonah chapter 3, we see that our God, our Father, Son, Holy Spirit, He's a gracious and loving God.
我们看到圣父、圣子、圣灵，他是一个有恩典的神。
And his kindness, his love, is meant to lead people to repentance.
因为他的慈爱令到人去跟随他。
And we see his love extend not just to his own people, his own children, but to his enemies as well.
不单止是对他的儿女，也都是对他的敌人去慈恩。
And then there's another guy in Jonah chapter 3 that I find interesting.
在約拿書第三章裡面還有一個人是很有趣的。
If you look at verse 6,
第六節,
we have the king of Nineveh.
他講到尼尼微的王。
It says he arose after he heard the news, after he heard Jonah's warning. He arose from his throne, removed his robe, and then covered himself with a poor man's clothes, like sackcloth.
他说这消息传到尼尼微王的耳中，他就下了宝座，脱下朝服，披上麻布，坐在灰中。
And then after he gets off his throne and changes his clothes, he sits down in dirt, ashes.
他讲到就说脱下朝服，披上麻布，坐在灰中。
Now some people might say I'm kind of stretching it a bit, but I'm persuaded that this king of Nineveh also foreshadows Jesus Christ.
但我去睇翻呢一段经文嘅时候，我觉得呢一样嘢亦都系预表咗耶稣基督。
Because think of what Jesus did. He stepped down off of his throne.
我谂下耶稣基督亦都系离开佢嘅天上嘅宝座。
And he did more than just sit in ashes and the dirt. He went all the way to the grave.
你睇下就话耶稣基督唔单止坐在灰中，佢系下到呢个阴间。
And he did this so that his people, Jesus' people, would not face judgment from God.
当他这样做的时候，令到神的子民不会受到神的惩罚。
And it says in verse 7 in our text that the king said, by decree of the king and his nobles, and he declared a fast and repentance.
他跟着就在第七节里面，他去提醒整个城的人，一起跟他去这个禁食。
But what did Jesus do?
耶稣做了什么呢?
He did call people to repentance. That's part of his message when he started his ministry.
他一开始的时候，他就呼召人去悔改。
He says, repent, because the kingdom of God is at hand.
他说神的国已经临到，你要来到，你要一起悔改。
But Jesus, being the ultimate one, he went a step further. He declared the forgiveness of God.
但耶稣基督更进一步的是，佢能够去宣告啲人能够得到呢个嘅得救。
So I have a question for all of you today.
所以我有一个问题想问大家：
Will you believe in Jesus that He died for your sins and is alive for you right now?
你今日你信唔信一个神去为到你嘅罪而死，令到你得救呢？
You may have doubts.
你可能你有你的怀疑。
But some would say, I don't believe. I don't believe this stuff. It's fairy tales.
你说我不信这些好像是童话故事。
But will you turn and believe?
你会不会去回转，去相信神呢？
And you don't have to go anywhere special.
你不需要去一些特别的地方。
You know, some churches for very good reasons would call people to come forward. We're not doing that today.
我们不是说要你，好像有些教会那样，你要走上前面，站在众人的面前去认罪悔改。
Because God is very close to each one of you right now, all of us here.
因为其实今天神就在我们的旁边。
And this might sound a little bit superstitious, but I think I have a good biblical backup for it.
可能我咁样讲系好似令人有一个以为系一个迷信，但其实圣经里边有好多地方咁样讲到。But
Sunday worship is a very special time.
主日嘅崇拜系一个好特别嘅时间。And
though when we look around this building, or for those online, look around your room, it just seems very ordinary.
可能你今日坐喺呢个嘅会堂，或者你屋企。 望住你周围嘅四缝墙，冇乜特别嘅地方。
By faith, we join the angels and saints around the throne of God right now.
但是凭着信，我们同天上的天使一起去敬拜神。
We're given a glimpse in the book of Revelation how there's this worship of God around His throne right now.
但是在这个的启示录告诉我们，今天在神的宝座旁边有天使在这里歌唱。
And by faith, all of us here in this room, we join around the throne of God along with those angels and all those saints like King David, Moses, the apostles to worship God.
同样,
for a brief moment.
同样我们凭信，我们今天与在天上的天使，这个的，一起去敬拜神。
So if you had doubts before and you don't believe, now is the time to put your trust in Jesus Christ.
如果你过去有怀疑的时候，今天你可以凭信去相信。
If you have questions about believing, Pastor Wilson's always around along with your elders.
如果你有问题的时候，你可以问程牧师或者长老。
And for those who say, I already believe, and I believe there's many of you who say, I already believe,
如果你说，啊，我信了。
Will you allow God's kindness to lead you to repentance and loving others?
会不会去容许神去带领你，亦都在神的面前去，认罪悔改，亦都去爱其他人呢？
Will renewed commitment to repentance and loving others characterize your New Year's resolution?
会不会在新的一年教你去学习，去爱其他人，亦都是去过一个悔改的生活呢？
Because as a believer, a follower of Jesus, you carry the light of Jesus Christ within you.
因为作为一个信徒的我们，今天我们都带着神。
And you carry more than just this light of Jesus. You have the love of God in you.
我们不单有神的光辉在我们里面，我们有神的爱在我们的里面。
You've received the love of God upon you. That's how your sins were forgiven through Jesus Christ.
透过耶稣基督，因为他的爱，所以我们能够得到悔改。
And you have this love within you now to give to others.
今天在你的里面有你这个爱，可以将你的爱去带给其他人。
Will you love your enemies as well?
今天你能不能够去爱你的敌人呢？
I think most of us, especially the older ones, would know someone that's difficult to love.
如果你，到了一定的年纪，你也都会见过，经历过一些很难爱的人。
Yeah, maybe you could be praying for them.
或者可以为他祈祷。
Now I'll say first pray because we need to be in communication with the Lord in order to do this.
当我们去，与神去沟通的时候，
you know, God will show you what to do.
在祈祷里面，神教你怎样去做。
Maybe it is to forgive him of something.
或者也都去，去，宽恕一些的东西。
Or if there's bitterness, which can happen.
或者在你的内里有些的怨毒。
To let go of that bitterness.
亦都将这些的，怨毒去交给神。
You know, in my life, there's many things for me to get bitter about, and I have been bitter.
咁有一啲，在我一生里面有啲嘅嘢，我成日都去抱怨。
But God called me through Joyce and some others says you gotta let go of this bitterness and forgive people.
咁透过我太太同其他人去提醒我，要将呢啲嘅怨毒去放低。
Or maybe it's to call them and just to say something nice to them. See how they're doing.
打电话俾呢个人，同佢讲一啲，和善嘅说话。
But in all this, remember the grace of God.
但最紧要就系谂翻起神嘅恩典。
We see God's grace in dealing with Jonah as well as with the Ninevites.
当我哋睇到神点样对待约拿、对待尼尼微嘅时候，我哋睇到咗神嘅，怜悯。
But this stuff happened approximately, I could be off by a century or two, like around 2,700 years ago.
咁呢段经文大概喺2,700年前系发生嘅。
But today, we have total forgiveness through Jesus Christ.
今日你同我有神完全嘅宽恕。
Like you and I today experience God's mercy and His grace. In an unprecedented intensity because of Jesus.
因为耶稣基督的缘故，你和我都能够经历到 神佢无比嘅爱。
For those who would call themselves followers of Jesus, Christians, don't take Jesus' sacrifice for granted.
当对嗰啲信咗耶稣基督嘅人，今日你对于神为你作嘅牺牲，你有冇系好随便咁看待呢一样嘢咧？
It says in Proverbs 14 verse 9, fools mock at the guilt offering, which is what Jesus offered for you and me, but the upright enjoy acceptance. Proverbs 14 verse 9.
喺箴言第十四章第九节，佢话愚妄人犯罪，以为戏耍，愚弄正直人互相喜悦。
Jesus offered himself as an offering for your sins so that you can have a second chance to receive God's love and mercy.
但为到你和我的罪的缘故去牺牲他自己。
Is there someone in your life to offer a second chance to?
今天在你的生命里面有没有一些人值得你给另一个机会他的呢？
Now I know I'm making this sound easy.
好像听了很容易。
But I'm not young anymore.
我都不是那么年轻了。
So I know it's hard.
好像是一件越来越难做的事。
You know, all this stuff I'm talking about, looking at it theologically, I could say, yeah, it's easy.
在神学上面来讲，好像很容易去讲。
But in a practical sense, it's hard. It's hard work.
但要真去行出来的时候是不容易。
It'll feel very hard.
你觉得很难。
But in Jesus Christ, it's possible.
但是在耶稣基督里面，会令到这一切有可能。
And that's why you have to do all this prayerfully.
所以我们要带着一个祈祷的心去这样做。
You've got to keep your eyes on Jesus.
我要将我们的注目放在耶稣上面。
Especially when that person you're trying to love continues to be unlovable.
尤其当你要去爱那些不可爱的。
And giving you more reasons to not love them, even though you're trying to love them.
而你去尝试去爱这个人，但好像也有更加多的原因去教你，叫你不去爱他。
But every effort that you make to love this person reveals the glory of God to this person.
但当你每一次去尽力去爱的时候，是将耶稣基督的荣耀
Your every effort to love the people around you gives them a glimpse of who God is.
亦都当你咁做嘅时候，佢睇到咗耶稣基督系点样样。
It's not going to be perfect, of course.
唔需要完美。
But it'll be beautiful in God's sight.
但喺神看嚟系好嘅。
Because even as you're making these attempts, these imperfect attempts to love other people.What God sees is the perfect love of Jesus in you.
纵然你所做的是不完美，但因为神完美的爱，所以一切变成有可能。
So you show people who God is by how you respond to negative people, negative situations, and hardships.
当你要去面对困难，或者有些人很负面很有敌意对待你，你作出那一个的反应，就可以将神的荣美显示出来。
I understand there's a lot of illness going around. Yeah, I mean, it's winter time, of course.
好多时候今天在冬天，很多人生病。
Like Joyce and I were sick a couple of weeks ago.
我太太和我早几个礼拜之前都不舒服。
And it's hard to be nice when you're feeling bad.
当你不舒服的时候，你就会很猛整。
I'm more prone to being mean and nasty when I don't feel good than Joyce is.
我病亲的时候就很猛整了。
But then, you know, I still try.
但我尝试。
And I do this in reliance upon Jesus.
因为是靠着耶稣。
Because without Jesus, nothing, none of this stuff is possible.
因为如果没有耶稣基督，我不可能会做到。
But always remember Jesus in your life.
要去记住我们有神在我们的内心里面。
If you look at the end of the book of Jonah,
要看这个约拿书的结尾的时候，
you'll see that At least I get the impression he's not a very nice guy.
咁如果睇翻約拿書下嘅時候咧，約拿其實好似咧唔係一個好好嘅人。
Because when God relented from destroying the Ninevites, Jonah was. It says in verse 1 of chapter 4, he was angry.
咁當神去後悔冇將佢所講嘅災禍降俾尼尼微城嘅人嘅時候，約拿佢喺第四章第一節話大大不悦，且甚發怒。
And God even tried to reason with them, but at the very end of this book, Jonah is still very angry.
咁去到呢個約拿書嘅尾嘅時候，約拿都係好嬲。
But God still loved Jonah.
但神依然愛約拿。
God was very patient with him.
神對約拿好有呢個嘅耐心。
And in Jesus Christ, God is patient with you and me.
在耶稣基督里面，神对你和我都很有耐性。
So if I can encourage you to love and forgive the people, especially in the coming new year, you would strengthen your relationship with one another and with the Lord God.
如果这样讲的时候，在2024年，你会不会和一些和你关系上面不好的人去搞好一些关系呢？
And as you exercise godly love, and forgiveness, you bring glory to him, but it should also bring joy to you.
当我们这样做的时候，不单止将荣耀带给神，也都在你的内心里面有这个喜乐。
Let's pray.
我们低头祈祷。
Father God, help us to know you, not just in word, the things we say, but to love you and to know you through our lives as well.
主，我哋喺你嘅面前，我哋都去听取你嘅话语。
To know you through experience, that what you want us to do is the right thing to do.
我哋凭我哋嘅经历，知道你所做要我哋所做嘅嘢系好嘅事情。
Help us to follow you.
让我哋去跟随你。
Help us to love and forgive those around us.
让我们都去爱我们身边的人。
Give us more faith as that one father in the gospel prayed to Jesus.
让我们在耶稣基督里面有更加多的信。
Increase our faith in Jesus.
在耶稣基督里面去增加我们的信心。
So that we would know you even more.
让我们更加认识你。
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
奉主耶稣基督名求。